there's not a day, and I'm on the road a lot, and now I go through both. I paint houses in College Station and in Bryan, so I see people on the phone all the time. I see them texting all the time. I see them reading newspaper, reading their notes. It doesn't, you know, I mean, they're doing everything. They're changing babies in the front seat. You know, I see everything that a cop sees because I'm on the street just about as much going back and forth to stores. And
probably
whatnot.
See more because we see less when that patrol car gets close.
Yeah, so my truck is up higher. I can see down in the front seat. Yeah, yeah. So I don't think that we can I know I would like to be able to say, let's not do any cell phones in College Station, Texas. I think that you can never win that battle. We have 250,000 people. Well, no, we have 3 million visitors a year to our community. And there's no way that you're not they're going to be furious about it. Not only that, when you reach the Great Divide on University Drive, you go into Bryan, there you can use your cell phones, but not over here. It's just a logistical nightmare trying to solve this problem for us. It behooves us to go to TML, National League of Cities, get the government involved on doing their job and taking care of this problem. You know, I started wearing a safety belt long before it became the law. And I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable. But I realized, seeing that people getting killed, that probably I would be wise to do that. And I think now I've gotten to the point now I'm not answering the cell phone when I'm on the, you know, when I'm driving the car. I'm just not doing it. Forget about it. So I just don't want to. I cannot burden my police officers with this at this point. This is something that the state has to solve. It really is. And I think it behooves us as elected officials to go to the Texas Municipal League and National League of Cities and lobby for this and say we need some relief here. We need some help.